So the Planning Institute offers a series of classes. What do participants learn?
Well, we've been offering these classes now for the last 5 years, and I'm really delighted to say we have over 300 graduates of the program all across the city. The classes themselves are divided into core classes that are required, and then there are a series of three elective topics which change each semester. So we have this series of classes in spring and in fall. And this fall, the first class is really demystifying what is planning. What does planning mean? It's sometimes a difficult concept for people to understand. The second class is about zoning and land use, and zoning is a big tool for planning. And then the third class is on the development process itself, to really kind of help people develop an empathy for developers and what they have to go through. And then the three elective classes this fall are creative placemaking, urban green spaces, and community safety through design, which is really about SEPTED, if you've heard of that. It's a discipline called crime prevention through environmental design that really talks about how you can do simple things to reduce crime in your neighborhoods.
And obviously, if people want to learn a lot more about these topics, they can sign up for the classes. But if you could give us a little bit of a preview here, I mean, what exactly are we talking about when we talk about planning and zoning for people who aren't really familiar with those concepts?
Planning is really nothing more than creating a vision for where you want to be in the future. Here in the city of Philadelphia, we're really blessed to have a mayor who gets planning. Mayor Nutter has really been the reason why we've had this massive overhaul of the zoning code, and the reason why we started this Philadelphia 2035, the first comprehensive plan we've had in the city over 50 years. And then the Citizens Planning Institute came about as a result of those two big initiatives happening around 2008 to 2010.
And so are we talking about, you know, what to do with a vacant house down the street, about new developments, about new buildings and businesses that are being created, about streets? I mean, all of the
above?
It's
all of that. I mean, it's, again, because planning is really concerned with the physical environment. It's all those things you say. It's helping people understand what city agencies do what and how they can make an impact. And also, it's really about relationship building. That's the key theme that our volunteer instructors bring home in every single class. It's about relationships, and building advocacy for your neighborhood group means also communicating with your city council person and understanding that whole entity and how that works. Philadelphia is pretty unique in that. So that's why this course is really unique to just Philadelphia.
This is the fifth year of the program.
Yeah.
And the number of people have already sort of graduated from
300.
From the courses. 300 people have graduated.
Yeah.
And what sort of things have they gone on to do with the knowledge that they've gained?
So some of the graduates, obviously at all different levels, they come to the program either block captains, executive directors, and everything in between. So they testified for us at City Hall when we were trying to get the zoning code passed by City Council. They've done neighborhood surveys, organized cleanups, created neighborhood websites, formed neighborhood conservation overlays, drafted strategic plans, preserved green space, been really proactive in helping their civic organizations just take action.
And I understand that you guys are starting a new initiative this year as well.
We're starting something called Neighbors Helping Neighbors. It is a new initiative. It's kind of an experiment, but it's bringing together people all across the city, about 15 leaders who have been long-term residents in their neighborhoods and have lived through either significant change in their neighborhood or in places that are undergoing significant change. And the power of that is a dialogue to really talk about what successes have they had, what challenges have they had or do they still face, and to talk about what are tools that they could share that other people working in similar situations across the city could benefit from.
And so if people want to get involved, where do they go to sign up?
Well, they can go to the CPI website, which is Citizens Planning Institute, altogether.org, or they can email me at donna.carney@phila.gov. There's an online application form, and they're required to write a brief essay about why they want to take this class, because, again, we've been grant-funded, so we need to make sure that people are really going to be able to use this information in a significant way. I mean, a lot of people are interested in this information, and you need to be really active and embedded in a community for us to consider accepting you.
Donna Carney is director of the Philadelphia Commission Citizens Planning Institute. The deadline for applications for the fall session is September 18th. Donna, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.